We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
In the Know, the Bourbon Street Shots Podcast. We're your hosts, Shamit Duup and Mason Ginsberg, and this is All Pelicans All the Time. Welcome to a very special mini episode of In the Know, where Mason and I get to talk about a cool, exciting development on our front and on the front of the Blue Wire Network as a whole. Perhaps you guys have heard the news. We are going to be in NBA 2K 2020, and our tweets and our takes are going to pop up in amongst other people's social media, and a few of us on the network are very privileged to be a part of this. And today we're going to spend some time talking about 2K. Mason, have you gotten a chance to upload your face and then have your face read your own tweets in the game?
I'm not sure I'm going to go that far, but you forgot to mention, you know, our takes, but also our puns, right? All of our puns.
Your puns.
Yeah, it's really cool. Kevin, the network's founder, came to us with this possibility a little while back, and just to a few of us with the network, and it was seemed like a pretty cool opportunity. It's just a kind of two-way, promotional help that we get on the game, and we help them out and kind of talk about 2K and make sure to get their brand awareness up. But it's been really neat as it's started to roll out. I mean, this is only a couple of days ago, I think, we started seeing some screenshots and be like, hey, did you know you were in the game? I was like, really? But yeah, it's been pretty neat. I haven't bought or played the game, so I haven't seen a ton of different iterations of fake comments that video game me or you have made. But I've seen a couple of them, and it's still a little surreal because I don't play much video games anymore, but I did. Back in the early, like 2010, 2011, 2012, I bought this game a few years in a row, and I played it, and it was, I think that was the very start of it, having, you know, actual personalities and social media and integrating that part of the game. And it's really come a long way since then, even from there. But yeah, it's still a little surreal to think that were kind of in it and a face that people will recognize.
It's really surreal because, you know, NBA 2K is kind of like this cultural force when it comes to basketball video games. I mean, there's NBA Live, but who really talks about that? And 2K has kind of been at the forefront of basketball video games for quite some time. And to be in it and have like people like tweet at you like, yo, is that your tweet? Do I get to see Schmidt's bad takes and him like talking trash on the Lakers on an NBA 2K? And I'm like, I don't know if it's gonna go that far, but but you do get to see me. It's really weird.
Do need to be run before you tweet that Bradley Beal was traded to the Pelicans?
Oh my god, if there is an NBA 2K tweet of me talking anything of Bradley Beal, anyone, please send that to me. I will make it my Twitter banner picture. It will become my identity from here on so forth. Anywho, it's absolutely wild. I was talking to a few friends who got the game. I'm in a group chat with them, and we it's like a Slack, and we have a channel that discuss video games, and in that channel, I put down, I was like, hey, like, you know, if you guys see my tweets in the game, can you send me screenshots of them? And like, they didn't know I was in the game. And that was just like my way of announcing it to them. They're like, wait, what? What are you talking about? And they honestly thought I was joking. I was like, yeah, no, like, if you see my tweets, I like left it at that. And then a few hours later, I come back to it, and the channel is a little bit more popping, and there's actually screenshots of the tweets. And then they're like freaking out. They're like, wait, how'd you make it in the game? What's going on? And it's fun. It's a neat little thing. I think, you know, once the coolness of it has kind of sat in, I sat down and really looked at the game itself. And I kind of want to talk about the ratings of some of the players, particularly the Pelicans, and get your thoughts on what's going on there on that front. So this should come as no surprise, but Drew Holiday is the top-ranked Pelican, which is okay, of course. It looks like he's ranked number – what is he ranked number overall? It's not that high.
He's top 40.
He's top 40. He's 36.
Yeah.
Okay. He's ranked 36, so which is like he's at 86 overall, which in a vacuum seems fine. But I see some questionable people ahead of him. Do you see – so I have a couple of egregious ones that are on par or ahead of him. But before I name my few, who do you take offense to as being better than him?
Donovan Mitchell's top 20, man.
Jeez.
That can't happen.
He's an 88, yeah. 17th overall.
So to be fair, we're doing a little bit of splitting hairs here because the top – so the 38th ranked person is Draymond Green at 86, and the 16th ranked person is Blake Griffin at 88. So I know there's percentage, the decimal points in the, or decimal points in there, but yeah, that's like, I don't know, it's that's bad.
Others, but Donovan Mitchell had a true shooting percentage of like 42% in the playoffs, which is historically awful. Yeah, no, Donovan Mitchell was weird. I thought this was interesting. Klay Thompson is an 89 overall and the 15th player. And I think in a vacuum, that's probably not terrible because he is a very good player. I don't know if he's a better player than Drew, but he might be a better fit on some team. I don't know. It's really weird. He has a dunk rating of 65, and Drew has a dunk rating of 40, which is kind of bizarre. Other players also better than Drew. CJ McCollum, 87, which I don't know if I agree with that. D'Angelo Russell at 87.
That's a good call. That's bad.
Kristaps Porzingis coming off an ACL tear at 87. LaMarcus Aldridge at 87. Andre Drummond is on par with him at 86. I mean, at some point, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, it is. I did find it surprising. It just given it does seem like veterans who are volume shooters get a boost in this game. And that being said, Pascal Siakam getting an 87 rating surprises me in like a good way almost. Like he almost hasn't earned that quite yet, but also he doesn't seem like the type of player who gets overinflated on a 2K game, but yet he's up there. So that's, I thought that was kind of interesting outside of the Pelicans.
Yeah, it's probably like, it's all a what have you done for me lately type of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Anywho, I guess that's it's enough on Drew. The cool thing was, I think Zion got the highest overall rookie rating, I think, ever. And he's also like the second really? Best rated Pelican. He's an 81 overall. He has the highest dunk rating in the game at 97, which is absurd because there's some good dunkers out there like Giannis.
Yeah.
I think Giannis might should have had the best dunk rating in the game, to be honest. But yeah, no, I think that's pretty cool. There's a whole slew of Pelicans in that range, that 80 and 81 range. So you have Zion at 81, Brandon Ingram at 81, J.J. Redick at 80, and Derek Favors at 80.
Even Lonzo at 79.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did a quick scan, and so I think this – so the other rookie who's in the top 100, Morant barely cracked it. He's 99. He's rated 99th in the game, and his rating is 79. So so that's the closest guy to Zion. But, yeah, I mean, there's a giant cluster of Pelicans right around – a flock of Pelicans, I guess, right around that 80 number. I mean, you can split hairs. I mean, I do think – well, we say, you know, I qualified it earlier to say, like, the difference between 80s and 88 probably isn't much. But you think about the number of players that are just clustered around that high 70s to mid 80s. I mean, that's probably a pretty sizable group. So being – so there probably is an order of magnitude difference between those guys. So I don't know. Any thoughts on that kind of mid-tier with the Pelicans?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to – I guess I can't be too upset with it because I don't think it's a problem unique to the Pelicans where I'm looking at the list. You have Otto Porter and Robert Covington at 80, whereas, you know, you have players ranked much higher than them that I don't think are better than them. You have, let's see, Zach LaVine at 85, which is interesting because he's a really high volume scorer. Jamal Murray at 84. Kyle Kuzma. Okay, so hold on. Kyle Kuzma at 84. Kyle Kuzma at 84 is above Julius Randle, Danilo Gallinari, Montrezl Harrell, DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson Jr., Miles Turner, Paul Millsap,
Kevin Love. Jordan.
What?
Kevin Love's an 83, man.
What? What did Kyle Kuzma do except get blonde highlights or blonde tips or whatever you call them?
And honestly, even John Collins being right there is also kind of silly. I mean, the dude's a revolving door on defense, and I like what he's done on offense so far. But, man, yeah, there are some players below them that's kind of mind-boggling. Like, Miles Turner should not be below Kyle Kuzma or John Collins.
Yeah, I mean, Montrezl Harrell shouldn't be below them. I mean, Julius Randle shouldn't be below them. Julius is straight up better than those guys. And he's a very similar, I play offense, not defense type player like they are. And he's better at offense than them.
Yeah. I mean, I think Randle's overinflated too, but that's just how it works for offensive players in this game. Because, like, I think Derek Favors is a better player than Julius Randle is. So, but he's down at 80, so.
Yeah, so interesting stuff. And I mean, that being said, like, you know, these rankings update as the season goes on, so they're dynamic. It's not end all be all. And, you know, there's still other components of the game. I think there's a really interesting feature in the My Career mode this time where Idris Elba makes an appearance. So they got some big names. Have you heard about Idris Elba's involvement and how he is in this venture?
Have not. It's probably mostly because it's just still so early, and you've got your early adopters of the game who buy it the second it comes out, and I think you'll start to have more people who play it, and then it starts to become more you know, commonplace and talked about more, but so, not yet.
Without trying to like spoil too much of the story, Idris Elba is very dramatic, especially like, you know, when you're working your way up through high school and trying to get through, get a scholarship to the NCAA. Apparently there's this point where, you know, Idris Elba like sits you down and he's like, there are forces you do not comprehend, which is like, I love Idris Elba and like everything that he's been in because, you know, first of all, he is a top tier caliber actor, but you see the type of movies he's in, which are many of them are huge, big budget, action filled, like flops. And I love it because he probably just sits down. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to take an enormous paycheck and make a movie that's ridiculously fun. And I'm going to have the time of my life. Like, you know, I was amazing in The Wire, but I'm going to do fun stuff, and he's doing fun stuff in NBA 2K.
Nice.
Anywho, I think you guys, if you haven't bought NBA 2K, the 2020 version, definitely check it out so you can see our tweets. If you can find me a tweet of myself talking about Bradley Beal in any capacity, I will ship you a Zion Williamson shirt.
Nice. I like that plug. Yeah, and what if they find a pun that I make on the game? I don't know if they have. I haven't seen, so of all the tweets and all the screenshots I've seen, not just from us, from the other Blue Wire folks, they've all been like very straight edge, like reporting or like comments about players' games. I haven't seen anything funny or sarcastic. I wonder if they put that into the settings just for certain personalities, and then the like most of the people are just doing just random ass basketball tweets or analysis tweets. So maybe we won't get any of my bad puns in the game, which is simultaneously good and bad.
Yeah, I wonder how good the AI is in generating those tweets. Should be interesting because right now I'm very good at reporting final scores. I report them in all caps. Final score alert. The Warriors beat the Philadelphia 76ers. That is stuff I tweet about. And, you know, G League assignments, because I will keep you up to date on those.
I guess you're moving the area then.
Yeah, absolutely. Anywho, check out NBA 2K20 if you haven't. And thanks for listening to this special mini episode.